Chapter 14. Lise was busier than ever with the skating showcase just a month away. The phone rang incessantly, but at least I wasn't stacking shoeboxes anymore. She'd become a regular hockey fan, and I was amazed at the transformation. "Lise really seems keen on the skating weekend of yours," Dad remarked over dinner one night after Lise had raced off to a meeting of some sort. "Do you guys know who's on the old-timers team yet?" "No, but Knowles has been talking about doing some power skating. I think he figures we're going to have to outskate them if we're going to have a hope." Dad smirked. "He's probably right." He chewed thoughtfully. "It should be an interesting game." I wasn't sure if interesting was the right adjective, but I was definitely going to be fun. Ryan called that night to say that the doctor had given him the okay to practice, and I could hardly wait to have him back out there. But apprehension overshadowed my excitement. Now there was no reason not to wean the guys off sinus minus. No reason at all. "Coach Knowles called last night," Lise informed me over breakfast. "His father's very ill. He's got that bad flu, and I guess he's quite elderly. Coach Knowles is trying to get a flight out to St. John's tomorrow." My spoonful of shreddies hovered over my bowl. "Mr. Turnbull is going to take over the coaching until he's back." Mr. Turnbull had been our coach 2 years ago before he'd retired. Lise sipped her coffee. "How long's he going to be gone for?" I asked, feeling my stomach sink. "It's hard to say. I guess it depends on what happens." She smiled at me. "Oh, and you can do me a favor. Tell the guys there's a power skating practice at Sarcee at 4:45. "Sarcee?" I echoed. "We never play there, and we never play right after school." Lise shrugged. "I'm just passing on the messages. I can drive, by the way." Some of the guys had already heard the news when I got to school. It wasn't going to be easy playing under a different coach. The mood was grim as we shuffled down to the cafeteria. Ryan elbowed me in the ribs. "Hey, isn't that Valerie?" he whispered. I followed his gaze across the cafeteria. It was Valerie, all right, but either she hadn't seen me or didn't want to. "Why don't you go say hello?" I snorted. "Right, you'd just like to see me wearing her soup, wouldn't you? You never know, Switzen, you just never know." "You're coming in?" I said to Lise as she parked her van at Sarcee. "It's just a power skating practice." I couldn't believe that Lise had become so fanatical about hockey that she was going to start watching our practices. "We're not even going to be in full equipment." She shrugged. "Thought I'd stick around." Ryan and I joined the team in the dressing room. We laced up our skates, threw on our jerseys, and headed out as the Zamboni finished up. "Who's taking the practice?" asked Adrian. "I haven't seen Turnbull." None of us had. Scott pulled the lock on the gate back towards him just as a group of girls came through the other gate. "Hey, what's going on?" Red queried. "Somebody double-booked the ice?" I could see Lise's curls bobbing up and down in the penalty box. She was talking to a woman wearing a yellow ski jacket. She waved the girls onto the ice as we stepped out. "Hey, isn't that the synchronized skating team we saw that day?" My eyes scanned the girls, catching sight of Valerie's long, braided hair. "Yep, sure is," I muttered. Ryan glanced sideways. "You never know, Switzen." We skated out, wondering what was going on. The lady in the yellow ski jacket was already calling the girls in when Lise blasted a whistle and waved us over. I cringed. Surely she wasn't going to take the practice. She climbed up onto the bench and clapped her hands. The other lady joined her, and we stood staring, or trying not to stare, at the girls beside us. "Move closer, everybody," instructed the lady. "I won't have a voice left if you stand back there." I looked in Valerie's direction and caught her eye, but she turned away immediately. Well, that answered that question. "Now, you're probably wondering what we're all doing here," said the lady in the yellow jacket. We murmured. "Actually, this is all part of trying to prepare for the skating showcase." I dug the heel of my skate into the ice. "Since you're all going to be on the same ice surface, and you all need to practice, we thought we might as well double up on the ice time a little bit, get to know each other." The girls giggled and some of the guys snickered. I shifted from one foot to the other and nudged Ryan. "Lise's idea," I said as the lady continued. "My name is Coach Carol Lockern. I'm the girls' synchronized skating coach, and I'll be running the practice." The guys chuckled. "I'm sure you boys will know most of the drills, but if you don't, the girls will be happy to show you, won't you, ladies?" A couple of the girls blushed. Valerie stood with her back towards me. "We'll start with some basic forward stroking in figure eights. Six laps, then cut to circle thrust, changing in the middle. Karen, you lead." A tall brunette skated off, her arms held out to the side, her back straight. The rest of the team followed. Scott gave Neil a friendly push. "After you, Neil," he said, feigning politeness. "And don't forget to hold your arms just so." We laughed, but joined in the parade. Pick it up, hollered Carol as Karen glided by her a second time. And I want to see deep knee bends on those thrusts. Karen stepped up the pace, and I was amazed at how quickly she and the girls covered the ice surface. After 6 laps of circle thrust, I was starting to feel my legs, and I expect the other guys were too, because they had stopped joking around. We assembled in front of Carol. Valerie skated to the opposite side and eyed me angrily. Good work. Now, backward circle thrust on all 4 corner circles using the center circle for transition. The guys looked around puzzled as Karen headed out to the closest circle. We followed the girls, but only our defensemen could keep up with them on backwards drill. We dug in and managed to hang on. Don't lose that momentum, hollered Carol. Remember to keep that balance point, especially on this next turn drill. Jolene and Taryn, maybe you girls had better demo this one, she said. I want the turns on the lines with squats between. 2 of the girls broke away from the group and made a lap of the ice. Start on the center line, screamed Carol. We watched as the girls hit the red line, turned backward into a squat, stood up, and turned seconds before the blue line, dropping into another squat. The important thing here is balance, Carol told us. If you don't find that balance point, you'll be down in seconds. The girls took off with the Falcons right behind them. The old broad doesn't think we can do this, murmured Justin, but watch this. He hit the center line and turned into a low squat, barely hanging on to a sitting position. About 6 of us managed the first turn, but by the second turn, almost all of us were lying on the ice. Only Jordy, our goalie, managed the whole rink. The girls applauded as he made it back to the bench and bowed. We slapped him on the back, all of us laughing now. Maybe we had better back up a few steps, grinned Carol. Let's start with some basic turns. She pointed to Neil. You there, show me a 3 turn. We turned to stare at Neil. Is that different from a 4 turn? He asked, and we exploded into laughter. The girls were laughing now, and so were Carol and Lise. How about if we divide into 4 groups, girls and guys, and maybe we can review 3 turns? Carol clapped her hands. Let's go, people. Valerie skated towards the far corner with a friend. Want to head in that direction? Ryan asked. No thanks. I've already had a few killing looks. I skated off to another corner, Ryan at my side. The girls were pretty good instructors, and in about 5 minutes, we had the 3 turns down. They weren't really so hard, just a lot cleaner than the 2-footed turns most of us used. Okay, let's try that last drill again, hollered Carol, pointing towards our group. Group 1, you start. We skated off, guys and girls together, trying to remember our balance point, and actually fared a little better. Alex and I went down on the last turn, but Ryan, Dave, and Adrian made it all the way. By the time the rest of the groups had joined us, we were all mingling about and talking. Carol blew the whistle and we went silent. Well done. Now we have another little surprise for you. She motioned over her shoulder at Lise. This is Lise Harper-Switzen. She's one of the mothers who have been trying to organize the skating showcase. Remember, this could be a big fundraiser for both teams. We stood silently, thinking of Denver. This could be an annual event, but it all depends on how successful this year's show is. She paused. There will be some solo figure skaters, the girls will be doing a few numbers, and the Falcons will be playing some old NHL players. But the committee has been tossing around a few other fun ideas as well. She smiled. I'll let Lise tell you about them. Lise fidgeted. I couldn't even imagine what she was going to say. As Carol mentioned, the purpose of the weekend is to showcase our skating talents and to entertain the crowd. So, we felt that adding a little humor to the program might be a good idea. She stopped. Now, I know that all of you here can skate, so we thought it might be fun to let the girls play a little hockey and the guys try their hand at synchronized skating. A wave of exclamations swept through the group. Lise blew the whistle and took a deep breath. The idea is to let the girls do a few numbers, then on the final one, when they come off to change, send the Falcons out to do the finale. We laughed. There wasn't much else to do but laugh. Do they have to wear our costumes? Asked Karen, I, and Scott. I think it would be a lot more effective if they did, answered Lise. A couple of the guys shook their heads, and all of us shifted uneasily. Scott stared back at Karen. And the girls are going to play hockey? He asked, smirking. That's the idea, said Lise. We haven't sorted out the details, but we'd like to do it all without Coach Knowles knowing. I think we'll put them on with 5 minutes or so left in the third period. In hockey equipment? Asked Jared. Again, I think that would be most effective. The girls giggled. So, shouted Lise, what do you all say? We stood silently, staring at our teammates and the others. What do you think, guys? Asked Neil, surveying all of us. It might be fun. Carl lunged forward. Are you out of your mind? Like, it's gonna be fun parading around as girls doing some fancy figure skating thing. Scott shrugged, then glanced at Karen. Yeah, said a couple of the other guys, and soon, except for Carl, there was a general murmur of consent. We're game if you are, said Scott, turning back to eye Karen. Karen blushed. She glanced around at her teammates. What do you think? The girls' camp buzzed excitedly. Why not? Announced Karen, turning to face us. Lise clapped her hands together and grinned the broadest grin I'd ever seen. I was smiling too, although I wasn't sure why. In fact, almost all the guys and girls had smiles on their faces. I tried to catch a glimpse of Valerie, but she was hidden behind some taller girls. All right, Carol said, raising her voice above the din. If we're going to pull this off, we're going to have to get to work. She cleared her throat. From what I've seen so far, the Falcons could stand to learn a few things about synchronized skating, and I'm pretty sure that the girls could learn a thing or two about hockey. The din surged again. Next time we meet, and I believe Lise has a schedule for you, if you fellas could bring an extra hockey stick along, we'll work on the hockey skills. But for right now, we've got another half hour to try and teach you klutzes a thing or two. The girls laughed while we held our heads high, pretending to be hurt by the insult. I want you all to divide into groups of four, two girls, two guys. Don't get too fussy. We'll be rotating constantly. Introduce yourselves, and we'll start by having the girls explain a basic line of maneuver. Ryan and I paired off with two girls named Carla and Pauline. In no time, the four of us were doing basic line and circle maneuvers, all linked together. Then Carol put two groups together, and gradually we built up into a massive line. We started at one end of the rink and maneuvered our way down, crisscrossing behind and reattaching to the opposite end. It took a bit of getting used to, but even Carol had to admit that we weren't as clumsy as we looked. Concentric circles, ordered Carol. Girls in the middle, guys on the outside. Face your partner. Carol put us through a few different holds and basic stationary steps, moving the outside circles so that we changed partners each time. There will be a quiz at the end of the practice, she called. You all have to know each other's name. I rolled my eyes. I'd met so many girls in the last 20 minutes, I didn't have a clue who half of them were. The redhead girl in front of me spun off, and I found myself face to face with Valerie. Well, at least I'll know your name, trying to lighten things up. She looked away while we waited for Carol's next instructions. I guess you're pretty mad at me, I said, suddenly feeling the urge to explain about the Christmas dance and all. She threw a cold glare in my direction while Carol and Lise fiddled with the music system. I never saw you two explain, I said, but actually, I had a perfectly good reason for not showing up that night. She looked skeptical. Yeah? I looked up quickly at the sound of her voice. She was waiting. You see, I was going to meet Ryan and go from there, but when I got to his house, his mom had tried to commit suicide, and we ended up at the hospital. I couldn't just leave him there, and it took a while to sort things out. By the time my dad came and got me, I was pretty exhausted. I guess I just wasn't off to a dance. I glanced up at Valerie, who was staring straight into my eyes. I shifted from one skate to another. I'm sorry I didn't call and explain, I said. My voice trailed off. I didn't see any point in asking about her new boyfriend. Valerie said nothing. Then I meant to see you at school, but you were sick. I found out when I called, but you were already home by then, and I tried to send you a card, but there's about 100 Shermans in the book, and I stopped, suddenly realizing how stupid I sounded. Valerie was still staring at me when the music blared. I jumped and looked in Carol's direction. Anyway, I muttered, I can't blame you for being mad. Okay, I'd like everyone to pair off, one guy, one girl, and line up on the red line at the end of that rink, directed Carol, pointing to the far end. I looked around for Ryan, but he was already engaged in a conversation with a petite, dark-haired girl whose name I thought was Taryn. Hey, Valerie, Justin called, skating by. Want to be my partner? I turned my back and started to skate towards the sidelines where a few of the other guys had assembled. No thanks, Justin. I'm already paired up with Joel. I stopped at the sound of my name and looked over my shoulder. I think, she added, looking in my direction. I retraced my steps as Justin skated off in search of another partner. You mean you're still speaking to me? I asked. I wasn't, she admitted, but I should have known something had happened the night of the dance when neither you nor Ryan showed up. She rubbed her palms together. I saw Theo in the mall one day, and I was going to ask him, but I was with my cousin and, well, I didn't. I looked up. At least that answered my question about her having a boyfriend. She smiled warmly at me. I had no idea, Joel. What a story. It's true. Her voice softened. I know. Nobody could make that up. It must have been horrible. It was, I said, recalling that night in the hospital, especially for Ryan. We skated towards the other on the red line and joined Ryan and Taryn. Ryan elbowed me in the ribs as Carol started giving instructions. See, he whispered, you never know.